Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Eating cheese lowers your dementia. What's that? You were all excited about that yesterday, Push. You sent that out to us. Yeah.
I like cheese. That's good news for everybody.
Cheese also a little higher. It makes your cholesterol go up, too, though. Too much
cheese. Well, yeah. It's not as easy.
You remember to take your cholesterol meds.
Yeah, well, I don't take
if you don't have dementia.
Yeah, I mean, they throw in some other caveats with this eating cheese, you know, keeping active, eating an overall healthy diet, not smoking, things like that. But it's researchers in Japan monitoring the health and eating habits of more than 1,500 over 65-year-old people said that those who regularly ate cheese scored better in cognitive tests.
Now, right. I'm looking at this other story here.
Yeah,
that
but
says,
over in Japan, they're not throwing that cheese on top of a bunch of big greasy burgers.
There is that.
There's
right.
a lot more to their diet that makes it good, and that probably facilitates the fact that they could eat a little.
The Japanese eat as much pizza as Americans. No,
Buzzkill Brandt over there.
No, I know.
Jesus,
I know.
Yeah. Trying to throw out some good news.
Take your meds, Todd. You're bumming us out.
They eat some tofu and. They eat vegetables. They eat fish.
This is another thing here. I'm looking at another. Speaking of dementia and Alzheimer's, these are five jobs that are quicker on your way to dementia. And a lot of times they talk about how you want to stay active. Well, these are active jobs, but apparently they're so mind numbing you just go nuts.
You check out
anything in a cubicle?
No, it says. It does say. These vocations include salespeople, retail or other, so that could be nursing assistants, farmers, and livestock producers.
Okay, I can see the stress.
You're busy, you're working all the time, you're busy, you're physically busy, but it's mind-numbing, and apparently you just
check out. In the first three, it's mind-numbing because you're having to deal with people all the time.
But apparently, I don't know why it says you're
sales
just...
assistants and people working the floor...
Research revealed that people in physically demanding lines of work, and which is not us, had around 15.5% higher chance of developing dementia compared to only 9% of low occupational people. Well, that's not that much, you know.
15%?
Yeah, well, 15 compared to 9, so we can still get it. We can still get it. We're on our way.
Yeah, the farmer stuff I see because you know those guys are stressed all the time.
I'm biting a poop bag yesterday.
Yeah, I wonder how much stress has to do with that.
Right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch. Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Nursing gigs and sales gigs are often characterized by lack of autonomy, prolonged standing, hard work, rigid work hours, stress. A higher burnout and sometimes inconvenient working days. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of stress on nurses. There's a lot of stress on salespeople.
That probably involves those guys that are striking for the auto industry, too. Those guys, those line workers.
Because I know I'm on the salespeople to sell that podcast every day. I am relentless.
You are. You're a taskmaster.
I am a prick.
Or that.
And then they go, Todd, you're not my boss. Shut up.
Then I realize
get out
that.
Of here.
Download that podcast, by the way.
And I go home.
And thousands of you do. Yeah. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of you do. We
TNT, RadioEmpire.com, or all the good podcasts. The good ones. Just the good ones. There's a lot of crappy ones out there.
Well, there's a lot of crappy podcasts out there. Nick's got one coming out. When you get that ready to go, let us know, Nick. No, that's not going to be crappy. I'm sorry. Bad segue.
I appreciate it. Yeah. There's lots of crappy podcasts, by the way.
Nick's got a good one coming.
Put it together. It's going to be real stupid.
All right. Okay, well, unlike the show.
I'm just going to have to lean into it because I don't know what else it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to have to embrace the stupidity.
Yeah. And Puss, what's this man suit? The man sued the hospital after he watched his wife's C-section? Now, I've watched two.
I saw one glimpse of one, and that was enough for me.
Yeah. But I don't know why. I am not a blood guy. I'm not a cutting open. I can't watch Operation TV. But when I look down,
you're fine opening a bag of dog turds with your teeth.
Once. I won't do that again, Nick.
I can't believe that even was a thought that crossed your mind.
I know.
One more time than it should be.
Yeah.
He wants a lot of money.
Especially right by your house.
Dementia's kicking in. Man.
I'm curious where the lawyer came up with the $642 million figure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But why is he suing?
Well, okay, it's a story out of Australia. A guy who in 2018 watched his wife deliver their baby via C-section, he claims that the experience led to a breakdown of his marriage and his own psychotic illness.
Now, I've heard that some guys that watch their wife give birth vaginally, through the tunnel there, are horrified by it, and they don't want to have sex anymore. I've heard that story before, because they see that thing just getting stretched out, and
Ground
they go,
zero,
I don't want to go back
what
in
do
there,
they do,
man.
Then?
I don't know.
They
I've heard stories.
Don't bang?
I've heard
stories,
guys like that don't find their wives sexy anymore once they see the vag open up like that.
Are they still interested in other things? Or they've sworn off vagina after
I don't
that?
Know. I don't know.
All right, Todd, here you go. Here's how they came up with the $642 million.
They love that. I'm not going to take care of you, honey, but still love you.
It's a conversion.
So you know how there's still two holes that the baby didn't come out of?
Yeah.
Let's focus on those.
There you go, Nick. Yeah,
they went for $1 billion.
Yes. He's asking for $1 billion in Australian dollars. Well, that's $642 here in the U.S.
This guy, Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
Just because of what he saw, was it a healthy birth?
It seems like they don't mention any problems with it. It's just he watching his wife get sliced open.
Yeah, splayed open there, right? Yeah.
Their marriage was never the same. I'm assuming they're divorced at this point. It doesn't really say, but
everything else stayed up, high and tight, So you should be happy with that.
Yeah, no episiotomy necessary.
No, not at all.
He saw his wife's internal organs and blood, and now he's nuts because of it, and he wants $1 billion Aussie dollars.
How can you sue for that? Because I doubt they forced him to be in the room.
Right.
Well, it says
that's what C-sections are.
He claims in the suit, he was encouraged or permitted to observe the delivery.
Yeah, I was too.
That's standard procedure.
And in doing so, he saw everything, marriage broke down, he got nuts, he wants $1 billion.
He still made the choice to be in there.
Yes.
I saw two. And by the way, you can still sit and stay. You don't have to stand up.
No,
there is that thing there.
The pipe and drape right there.
Yeah, I stood up because I wanted to see. And I saw both.
I looked over that one time and went, nope, I'll stay right here.
What was this guy expecting?
I don't know.
Well, I expect $4 billion Australian dollars for what I've been through.
He's not going to get that.
No, I can't think.
Because they're going to truck in a bunch of other dudes that just saw the same thing and say, no. Get over it, you puss.
Yeah, I mean, they go on in this article to cite some things where people have won suits because of C-section, but generally it's women.
Someone bad, right?
And there was something happened, something went wrong with the procedure.
Right.
The dudes, like, man, you were just standing there, dude. Nothing happened to you.
What were we just talking about last week about that lady that was left with like a dinner plate size?
He dropped his China.
Like, I understand suing in that situation, but this guy is just like, I'm queasy.
Yeah.
Maybe he dropped a Seinfeld milk dud in there or something like that, Kramer did.
The fact that he had milk duds at all in there is very funny.
I know.
If it were causing psychotic illnesses, how many OBGYNs would we have with psychotic illnesses?
All of them.
Guys that do several of those a day.
Well, the hospital said that it had not breached its duty of care.
You said duty.
And that this guy did not suffer any real injury. And the judge said, yeah, they're right. You get on out of here. He dismissed it, called it an abusive process.
Good.
So he gets nothing.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.